Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I do a lot of traveling. I was on a flight that was like an hour delayed, and the pilot came over and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, don't worry about the delay. We're going to make up some time." And that got me nervous. And then he added, "I know a shortcut." I hope so. We're flying. It's the ultimate shortcut. We're going over everything. You know you can go through the clouds, right? You don't have to go around the clouds.
Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. It is the wake up call. Good morning. Here we are. Oh, I hope you had yesterday off. Highly recommend having days off. And if you didn't, like, did you guys, we had yesterday off. And do you guys feel bad or guilty when you go into a place where everybody is off except for those people?
No, not really.
No, only because I feel like most of us have done our time at a job where we had to do that.
That's a good way to look at it.
And people that work yesterday got paid holiday pay.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Even if they're hourly?
It's a federal. I think so. Yeah, you get a time and a half.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, well, then I don't feel so bad. That makes me feel a little bit better. I was just thinking about that. It's like, I don't think I ran into a single place that was closed yesterday for all the things that I needed to do and go and places. And I was like, wow. Nobody's closed for Memorial Day. Although, I guess the more you think about it, Memorial Day is not like a top tier holiday. It's not like, as far as like days off go, right? It's not like a Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Although it gets more respect than Halloween. People don't get Halloween off.
Well, I would say it's for a more important purpose.
Than Halloween?
Memorial Day?
Yes.
Yes. Gavin, tread lightly.
Right.
The ghosts and ghouls never kept me safe.
I mean,
they never died to keep for our rights.
No, that's true.
Right.
For our freedoms.
They just died.
But they are still dead.
Right. That's true.
Okay, then.
Okay, so Halloween is Ghost Memorial Day.
Yes.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call. We are talking to Vincent this morning. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. You went on a first date with a girl, and this girl's name is Julia, and you had a great time. So what did you guys do? What kind of a date was this?
You know, we did sort of the standard things. Went and had dinner down in Doca. It was great. Great conversation. Good food. We continued the date after the meal and walked around, went to a bar and had a couple of drinks. And it was very, you know, like really good chemistry.
What's the but?
Towards the end of the evening, she just started seeming like she was offended at everything I was saying or just giving really kind of curt one-word answers and stuff. And I was like, what the hell happened, you know?
All right, well, we have Julie on hold. So we're going to put you on hold so that we can talk to her. You'll be able to hear our whole conversation. And then we're going to conference everybody together, and we're going to try to get you this second date, or at the very least, figure out what went wrong. Okay. Yep, Vincent's now on hold. Julia, good morning.
Hi.
It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Thanks so much for coming on with us. You're on the second date update, and we just got done talking to your first date, Vincent. He said that your date went great, but something happened where there was like a turn, and he can't quite figure out what it was. He wants to know what it was, because he would still like to take you out again.
Like, he feels like he did screw up somewhere, maybe, but he can't figure out what.
I honestly don't know why he thought it was a great date, because I felt like it was terrible. So I don't really know why he thought it was so awesome.
Really?
After 90 seconds of conversation with that man, I was pretty much instantly turned off.
What? Why? What could possibly happen in such a short period of time?
He laughed at me. He makes me feel like everything that I do or think is important is just completely silly and trivial. What I do for a living, the charities that I work for and support, just are hilarious, silly, and stupid, vapid.
Okay, but you said that you work for a charity, and he laughed. That was when he laughed at you?
Yes.
Before I do, what is the charity?
Well, I work for a charity for homeless people, and we collect socks for them and just kind of goods. Like, we put together little goodie bags that has socks and deodorant and toothbrushes, and then we just leave them on park benches.
Sure. Hilarious.
Okay, let's talk to Vincent. Vincent, are you there?
I am, yeah.
There's your answer. And what is so funny about that?
Okay, well,
it's still funny.
I am, because I know a little bit more now. It was never presented as if it was like these goodie bags or these things that you need. Like, those are essential bags. I get that. And, like, she never said that. She said, I work for a charity that gives socks to the homeless. I chuckle. Like, that was, I don't think homelessness is funny. And I don't think that, you know, barefoot homeless people are funny. But, like, when you say you work for socks, it just made me laugh.
You're acting like she said, I work for a charity that provides jewelry to cats. Like, I understand that there are silly causes out there. But
I mean, that's funny, too.
That one is funny. You're still not getting it. But listen.
But no, I get it. I don't.
Okay, well, then that makes it worse. Then, Vincent, it makes it worse if you do get it. And you
I know. Well, I mean, like, look, yes, in this specific sort of, like, arena, it sounds terrible. I get it. But, like, at the time, it just hit my ear funny. I mean, like.
Well, no, but it's still hitting your ear funny.
So then stop making, like, excuses for your behavior and laughing it off and say, listen, I'm sorry. I completely misunderstood. And my bad.
You could have dug your way out of this probably at least a little bit. I don't totally understand how socks for the homeless gave him such a chuckle.
Right.
But I understand that he wasn't grasping the full picture, and it doesn't sound like his intention. There was malice behind him laughing. But I also can understand why
it would upset Julia so much.
Of course.
Too. Is there something salvageable here, Julia? Is it possible to get a second date?
Honestly, it's not that I think he's a bad person. I just don't think our personalities would mesh. And I think he could find someone who's better suited for him.
That was well said. So, all right, Vincent, we tried. This is a learning experience.
Yeah, I think this was just an accidental swing and a miss.
Keep the giggles to a minimum, okay?
Hey, look, I mean, I feel stupid, right? And I am sorry. I'm very sorry that I offended Julia. That's sincere. But
I know. I can tell.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Like, I was more in the moment maybe than I should have been. I don't know. Like, I will definitely keep it in mind for next time. I'm a little disappointed, but I can't change your mind.
You'll be okay, Vincent.
Yeah. It's the second date update on the wake up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Call
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So we're going to get into something that is pretty serious because we're curious about it and we're interested in it. And it's a discussion that is being done at some of the top universities in the country right now over organ transplantation and whether or not it needs to be re-examined on whether people need to be worthy of organ transplants. You can call with your thoughts on this, or you can text us. We'd rather you call. We'd like to talk to you. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. You know, they're asking a lot of people. They're doing a lot of polling, and it comes down to people who think that, you know, somebody's unworthy of getting an organ transplant. It's based on whether or not they made quote unquote irresponsible health choices in their life.
Okay.
The respondents in this judged patients based on perceived responsibilities for their conditions. For example, someone with a genetic disease was generally considered more quote unquote worthy of a transplant than someone who needed a new liver due to alcohol use. Somebody also dropped for a support for organ transplants, also dropped for an unvaccinated person who needs a lung transplant after contracting COVID-19, for instance. So these are the things that they're taking into consideration for whether or not they change this policy. And I mean, I don't know how you would even begin to have that conversation. It seems like to call it a slippery slope, it is a well-oiled, baby-oiled slope.
Yeah, it's a slip and slide. I don't personally think, as our organ donor correspondent.
Yeah. If you don't know, Katie is an organ donor enthusiast. She can't wait to give her organs away.
I would prefer to do it when I'm alive.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to be able to experience that rush.
You want the feels.
I want the feels.
And you want the glory.
No, I don't need the thank yous.
You want to look over at Selena Gomez and say, like, you doing okay, bitch?
I don't want a thank you. I want to be able to know that I helped somebody and be able to see it with my own eyes. They could maybe not even know it came from me. Yes, I've always, since I was like 12 years old, wanted to donate like part of my kidney or something. Or no, my liver. Because it'll grow back. I don't think morality should ever be a part of medicine. Because morality is a case-by-case basis and different for every person. So if we start putting our own feelings of morality on what is right and wrong for sick people, then what is to stop somebody from saying, I don't believe somebody deserves an organ because they are gay, and I don't believe in that.
So I think we have another Katie on the phone who disagrees with you.
Oh.
Katie, are you there?
Hi.
And you think that we should kind of weigh whether or not somebody is worthy or unworthy for an organ transplant, right?
I think so. I think it just depends kind of like the life of the person. Like if it's a child, then okay, like how bad do they need this? And that's not to say that somebody else doesn't need it just as bad, but I feel like maybe in certain cases, the life of morality does kind of matter.
Okay, so both of you are saying morality. So let me ask you this question. Let's say somebody needs a heart transplant because they have massive heart failure due to a life of no exercise and unhealthy living. But that person dedicated their life to charitable work and saving the lives of other people through their charity. Does that person deserve it?
This is what I'm talking about.
Like, this is too hard.
Let her answer.
It's hard. I guess, I don't know. I'm such a, like, empathetic person that I don't know.
My heart pulls one way, but. It is hard, and that's why I think that there's this line should never be drawn. The line of what I believe is right or wrong should never play a part in it. That's why I think it should be who is the sickest, who is the most likely to receive the donor organ and be able to live, because that is another part of it.
It is a very hard discussion. I feel like it's Pandora's box. In my personal opinion, I feel like it has to be just blind.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It has to be, because there are so many, there aren't enough letters in the alphabet to do factors in how many different variables make somebody worthy or unworthy of an organ transplant. But keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
The end.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's
is cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She is well rested from a long weekend. It's time to play. Are you smarter than Katie? Ba-ba-da-da-da-ba-ba-da-da. Here we are on a Tuesday. And we're going to talk to caller 17, which is you, Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Calling all the way from El Dorado Hills. Land of the gold is what they say.
Oh.
I don't know what they say.
I don't either.
All right. Katie's going to leave the studio. Jackpot's up to $200, Amy. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Go for it.
Here we go. Question one. The AMAs were last night or Sunday night. I'm not sure which one. Billie Eilish winning most of the trophies, but the night's attention was stolen by J-Lo. She had a provocative dance that ended with her kissing all of her dancers one by one, and the video has gone viral. What do the AMAs stand for?
American Music Awards.
Question two, Miley Cyrus recently shot a music video for her new song that involved her rolling around on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is notoriously filthy. While doing that, landed her in the ICU a few days later as she developed an infection on her knee. Who does not have a star on the Walk of Fame? Ben Affleck or Matt Damon?
Ben Affleck.
Question three, Phil Robertson, the star of Duck Dynasty, has passed away. He was the patriarch of the Duck family and was battling Alzheimer's disease. He was 78 years old. What network ran Duck Dynasty?
Netflix.
Question four, Britney Spears was yelled at by a flight attendant for lighting a cigarette on a private jet while in the air, and Britney finally spoke out about it. She said that she was drunk as it was her quote-unquote first time drinking vodka. I don't believe that, but thought the flight attendant needed to lighten up. What vegetable is vodka traditionally made of?
Potato.
And question five, Kenan Thompson is the longest cast member in SNL history, and he hinted that he's leaving next season, saying that the 51st season is very bittersweet for him. If he was born in 1978 and he's been on SNL for 22 years, how old was he when he started on SNL?
Oh my goodness. Just a sec. Okay. Just a second.
I'm going to give you 3 seconds. Three, two, because you got to do
25
years old. All righty. Kevin says, Kevin, please go get Katie. Amy, what do we do for a living?
Teacher, it's the last day where there's no kids in session today, and we still have to go back.
Wow. It's the last
day. The rooms and stuff.
What grade do you teach?
Third grade.
And where do you teach?
It's called Indian Creek.
Indian Creek. Home of the fighting.
Cracks.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
my
goodness.
Wow. Like a crack or like the drug?
No, not the drug.
Okay. All right.
It's kids, Gavin.
That's crazy that technically the kids are done with school on the 27th of May.
I feel like that's how it used
to be. Well, they were done on the 23rd.
The 23rd? Man, when I was a kid, it was June. We were done with school in June.
I feel like it was end of May always.
Maybe California was different. All right, Amy, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one. The AMAs were recently the other day. I don't know. Billie Eilish won most of the trophies, but the night's attention was stolen by J-Lo. Did you see this video?
No, I heard about it.
It went viral because it was quite the provocative dance where it ended with her kissing on the mouth all of her backup dancers, men and women and stuff like that.
And that's considered provocative?
I guess so. Well, I guess so. Kissing many women.
Okay.
What do the AMAs stand for?
American Music Awards.
That is correct. Yes. The American Music Awards. It's a surefire way to get sick, J-Lo. Anyway, question two. Miley Cyrus shot a music video that involved her rolling around on the filthy-ass Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay.
And doing that landed her in the ICU with a knee infection.
Jesus. They didn't clean it?
They never clean it. Ever. It's never cleaned.
I know, but her people didn't clean it?
I don't. Not well enough. Okay. They literally said that her knee was getting disintegrated when she went to see the doctor. Who does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Okay.
Ben Affleck or Matt Damon?
Ben Affleck.
Okay. That is correct.
Could have literally got either way.
Question three. Phil Robertson died. Remember him from Duck Dynasty?
Oh, yeah.
He was the dad of the family. He had Alzheimer's disease and he died at 78. I thought he was 78 20 years ago. Yeah. What network ran Duck Dynasty?
Was it A&E?
Oh, wait. No, you're right. A&E, yeah. What? Sorry.
What happened?
I hit the wrong button.
I
know. It's A&E.
Okay.
Question four. Britney Spears got yelled at by a flight attendant for trying to smoke a cigarette on a private jet while it was in the air.
What?
That's against FAA regulations. Doesn't matter if it's a private jet or not. She spoke up about it. And she said, in her defense, she was drunk because it was her first quote unquote time drinking vodka.
I'm so sure.
But she said that flight attendant needed to lighten up.
Yeah, let me break the law, bitch.
What vegetable is vodka traditionally made from?
Potatoes.
Yeah. And question five. Kenan Thompson's the longest running cast member on SNL history, but he hinted that he's leaving next year. So if he was born in 1978,
hold on. I don't have my pen. Okay.
If he was born in 1978 and he's been on SNL for 22 years.
Okay.
How old was he when he started on SNL?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh God. Come on.
God, do you hear her prayer? 3 seconds.
Okay, I think I got it.
All right, good.
Yeah, five.
Three.
25.
Oh, wow.
Why are you laughing? That was a lot of math.
Yeah, we heard.
Amy, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, you are. Okay. Final score. You got 4, but Katie got all 5.
Ooh.
Wow.
Good job,
all
Katie.
5.
Thank
right.
you.
So impressive.
It's easy because the kids are out of the classroom today.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to have $20 the jackpot tomorrow. Amy, what is it that you want to tell us?
I'm not smarter than Katie.
No,
not today, but enjoy your summer.
Not today.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I walk in here today and Kevin goes, we're still going with the mustache, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Something about this time of year, I just shave my beard off. Sometimes I shave it all the way off. Sometimes, yeah, I guess it's a heat thing. Sometimes I shave it all the way off and clean shave. Not a good look on me. Sometimes I leave just a little bit. But regardless, though, this last time, I'm like, F it. Let's do a mustache for a bit.
I mean, it's kind of growing on me.
Is it?
I think so.
It's kind of growing on me, too.
Yeah. What's that one where it's just right under the nose?
The Hitler mustache?
Ooh, never mind.
Yeah, I'm not really going to do that one. But it's funny that you're coming around on it, because nobody in my family's coming around on it. They all hate it. My wife goes, I'm not going to kiss you. If you have a mustache, I go, what else is new?
Did she really say that?
It's something like that,
yeah.
I
mean, it's bristly when you kiss someone with a mustache.
But I always have the mustache. I usually have a beard. But
Yeah, there's always facial hair there. Yeah.
It was my daughter who really hit me with another classic Zoe Lowe blow. Because her insults are sometimes confusing. And then they make me stew on it for way too long. And I walk in, it was my night to lay with her. We trade off between her and Theo, our middle child, who lays and who reads to who. So it was my night with Zoe, and I walk into her bedroom last night, and she's all tucked in bed, where she's got the covers pulled all the way up to her chin. So all I can see is her little tiny head. And she goes, "Why do you still have that?" And I go, "What?" She goes, your weird beard.
Your weird beard.
And I go, you mean this? It's called a mustache. She goes, why do you still have it? And I go, do you like it? And she starts shaking her head, no. And then I go, you don't like it? She goes, I hate it. And I go, really? She goes, I hate it. And I go, okay, all right, well, I'll take that into consideration. And she goes, you look like a commercial man.
You kind of do. She's not wrong.
What does that
mean? What does that mean?
Like, you've seen, what is it, Windows by Anderson.
Okay.
None of those guys have a mustache.
One of them does.
No, one is a goatee and one has no hair on his head at all.
I mean, I don't know. You do look like you belong on a commercial selling something.
She qualified it after that because I started to laugh out loud. I go, what does that mean? And she goes, you look like a guy from the 1960s.
How did she know that? Just that.
And all, I read her the book, and then we lay it in bed, and then she wants to talk to me until she falls asleep. And as soon as she started to like get quiet and fall asleep, I just stared at the ceiling, and I'm like, what the hell does that mean? A commercial man?
And from the 60s?
And a guy from the 1960s. And I go, I said, did you see that on YouTube? And she goes, no, it came from my head.
Oh. That's worse.
I know. What could that possibly mean? As a bad thing?
I don't know because I couldn't understand this child if I tried, to be honest. Yeah. In most instances, she loves things other people hate. She hates things other people love.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's real dark.
Yeah.
She loves the villain in every movie we watch. And
you know what? I'm surprised that she doesn't like your mustache because it's a little villain-esque.
Is it?
Yeah. Every mustache is.
I guess that's true. That's just branding over.
Especially if you have dark hair.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Well, the dark hair is rapidly leaving me. But you're right, though. I mean, maybe she thinks like you look like somebody that doesn't want women to vote.
Well, if I went back and watched a docuseries
right
about the women's suffrage movement, I have some bad news for you.
You look like somebody.
That's what they look like.
You look like somebody who tries to convince people you're not racist by listing your black friends.
You look like somebody where people have to say he's from another time.
Right? Yeah. You look like somebody who's sick and tired of working in the mill.
No, you don't look like you work in a mill. You look like you work in some sort of high rise where you get to call your secretary toots.
Yeah, and then go home and complain about how my wife doesn't make coffee nearly as well as my secretary.
Right, exactly.
And make sure she feels extra bad about
but
it.
But don't say secretary, say office girl.
Yeah. So maybe I will shave it off. I mean, I can't do that, right? I can't.
Well, don't do it for her.
Why?
Because you're going to let her, of all your kids, start dictating what you do? You're screwed.
I constantly do with her.
Then that's why she is the way she is, then.
Because she knows how to manipulate.
I would say I like
she
it.
She always has.
I would say I love it, and soon you will, too. That's what I would say.
Maybe I should say, you know, Kevin didn't like it at first, but he says it's growing on him.
She'd say, screw Kevin.
Yeah. She's so mean.
She didn't say it yet, Kevin. Katie said it.
I know, but she was probably thinking it.
Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's true.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
We are getting into wedding season, and you know, there's a lot of reporting about how to behave at a wedding if you're a guest. But what Katie found is the opposite, right?
How to behave if you are the bride.
Okay.
So apparently there was a woman that got married. She had her bridal party, and as the pictures are being taken, she is realizing that one of her friends, who is very tall, is throwing off the pictures.
Every once in a while, you'll hear stories like this.
So the bride asked her not to be in the photos.
You're kidding.
No.
How do you not know that that would be an issue when you're picking bridesmaids?
That was my very first thought. Like, if I ask Amanda to be in my wedding, I can see Amanda is 5'11".
Right. And she's gonna, and to say throwing off, what does that even mean?
It means drawing attention away from the bride. It means everybody else is like 5'2".
Yeah.
And then one of them's super tall. So it's like little, big, little, you know.
But like, just because your bridesmaids when standing in a line might look like a middle finger. This poor woman, she already has a hard life if she's that tall. She can't ride Space Mountain, you know? Like, there's all kinds of issues going on with her. She probably has a bad back here and there.
Hard to find pants.
Right. Which is more insulting, though? Having this tall woman get out of the picture, or if you're like, Bridget, could you get on your knees for these pictures? Like, which
like
would be
crouch,
better?
Like, make her sorority squat yes, in the front?
Yes, which would be worse?
Being kicked out of the pictures.
Completely.
Yeah. Also, can I just say something about wedding pictures?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to look at them ever again.
That's 100% true.
You might hang it in your house or put it in a frame.
One or two.
Right. And then the way that we act, like wedding photos are this like, this precious diamond. It's like, get over it.
My wife and I like had like a whole bunch of wedding pictures up scattered throughout the house until we had a kid.
Well, okay.
And then it's like, oh, the wedding was really not all that important anymore. It's like
well,
now
somebody doesn't have kids, maybe. I don't know. It just seems like you guys are people that the pictures were really important to you. So you spent a good amount of money on the photography.
Yeah, thousands.
But to take pictures of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And there are pictures of the bridal party, but that wasn't the emphasis for you guys.
Right.
The emphasis was you wanted really fire pictures of you guys.
And that's what you keep. That's
right.
What you,
so
you know.
if your tall friend, poor thing. Like, oh, and the other thing is she was wearing a dress that had like a pattern on it, which I guess was making her stand out more. Doesn't the bride choose what the bridal party wears?
Or don't have a rule where you're a bride that lets your bridesmaids pick what they want.
Right.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Does this, and I mean this in the best of ways, sound like something that you know who would do?
Who?
You.
No. If I ask someone to be my bridesmaid, they're going to be in the picture.
Okay. All right. So you would make decisions like this before the wedding.
Yeah.
But it does seem like you, I
get what you're saying. Like,
but I'm not that shallow.
I can hear Kevin like muttering under his breath, like, tall ass bitch.
Right.
Right. Well, she can't help it.
Right. Okay, well, Kevin, it's not that I think that you would be like, they're not going to be a bridesmaid, so they're too ugly. I don't think you would say that. But what I do think you'd say is, I've got the hottest group of bridesmaids in my wedding.
I do.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's why they're all bad bitches. Right.
That's what I think you'd say, yeah.
Okay, now what is worse? Kicking somebody out of the pictures or not asking them to be a bridesmaid at all because of their height?
You better ask this guy.
Not asking them to be a bridesmaid.
That's worse?
Is worse?
Yes.
No, that's not worse.
No, it's not. No. But
why?
Because she had to go buy a dress. Poor tall Amanda had to buy all of this crap
for this
wedding.
That's her problem.
No, it's your problem. Yours. That's your fault.
Because I picked her?
Yes.
And what? Like she showed up and be like, oh, I didn't know she was going to wear heels. You know, I like that's something you should handle before you ever invite somebody and ask them to fly possibly to your wedding, buy a dress, stay in a hotel, get makeup, get hair. That's rude. That's rude.
That is rude.
Wow. Did that story go viral? That's how you found out about it?
Yeah.
So are people just lighting that bride up like on fire? Is that
Oh, yeah. Somebody said your bridesmaids are your friends. They're not props.
Ooh.
It's like, I love that.
Talk ass bitch.
106.5 The End. It's the wake up call.
So the Jonas Brothers have been lying to us the entire time that we've let them into our hearts and minds. Specifically, Kevin Jonas. And I imagine the other two carrying his water for him.
Uh-oh.
Just keeping the lie going. Something came out. And if you're like me and Kevin, we feel betrayed. His name's not Kevin Jonas, Katie.
Right.
His name is not Kevin Jonas.
Okay. So what is his name?
Paul.
No.
Paul Jonas.
Right. My jaw was dropped when I heard two.
Paul Jonas sounds like somebody who just goes to the beer or the garage for a beer.
Absolutely. Or makes his own.
I'm going to go get something out of the garage. And then he doesn't come back in for 20 or 30 minutes. That's Paul Jonas. Kevin Jonas is a delight. He plays the guitar.
Is it a family name?
Kevin is his middle name.
Yeah.
He's one of those weird people that go by their middle name.
Okay.
What is happening?
Okay, well, the people that go by their middle name, that's usually not their fault. Usually they were raised with that name. It's their parents that made the decision to call them by their middle name, which I never understood. Why not make Paul his middle name? Why not make him Kevin Paul Jonas, not Paul Kevin Jonas?
Text in if you're one of these people or call us. 916-909-1065. If you go by your middle name and you have your whole life, 909-1065. We want to talk to you.
I want to talk to you if you call your kid by their middle name but gave him a different first name.
Yeah, I want to talk to those people too because what's happening?
Right.
This is my stepbrother. My stepbrother is one of these people. I met him when I was probably 11 And then he became my stepbrother. And then maybe around the age of like 20, 21, maybe, I found out that his real first name isn't Ryan and it's Christopher.
So then what, ask your stepdad.
And I was like, what the hell?
So why did your stepdad do that?
Great question. I should ask him.
You never asked him?
No, I never did. I just blamed him and my mother-in-law. And this is more of a boy thing, I feel like, than it is with a girl thing. But my mother-in-law, though.
Her name's Nancy?
Her first name's not Nancy. And I didn't find this out until I think somebody in the family died. And they came. Oh, no. It was when her brother came over to the house.
Okay.
And her brother called her by her first name.
Now, that's even weirder.
Even weirder.
Because are you or aren't you? You know?
My mother-in-law Nancy's real first name is Catherine.
Well, what's wrong with the name Catherine? Why couldn't she be Catherine?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask her. But hold on. Let's talk to Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Hello.
Or is it?
Oh, right. And Renee, don't let him talk to you this way.
What is your alter ego?
My alter ego? I go by my middle name because my mom and dad named me Janet Renee, and my mom didn't really like Janet. She just started calling me Renee, but at work now, they call me Janet because that's what's on my ID.
So you went by Renee your whole life, then you got a job, and then they were like, hi, Janet.
And you're like, whatever.
Yes, it feels weird, but...
Yes, Renee, it feels weird. They're calling you not your name. I know it's legally your name, but no.
Yeah, I go by Renee and my boss is all, but it says Janet Renee and all your paperwork here is Janet.
Okay, your boss sucks. Because if you say, I go by Renee and your boss goes, yeah, but I don't care.
Right.
I have a coworker that works there now. He was my friend before he started working there and he's all, what's up with the Janet thing?
That's funny. What a unique perspective.
He thinks that they're like pranking you.
That guy has to live in two different universes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for calling. If you're just joining us, Kevin Jonas is not his real name. His real name is Paul Jonas. And a lot of people texting in say that the reason they call their kid by the middle name is because they're a junior. But again, this wasn't government issued. Okay. Why did you do it?
Okay. Well, sometimes it's like a family tradition and they want to maintain the tradition.
If you're a junior, it's not a tradition. It's happened once.
Oh. Well, okay, but I mean but sometimes it's the third and they still call you junior.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, yeah. So anyway, though, if you're one of these middle
people.
What is
Kevin Jonas's mom dad's name? Look
I don't
it up.
Know. Let's
well,
see.
Look it up.
Okay, Kevin Jonas's dad's name.
Is it Paul?
Nope. Kevin Jonas Sr.
His first name is Kevin?
Oh, it's Paul Kevin Jonas Sr.
Okay.
So Paul Jonas is a junior.
Okay.
Wow, he went by Kevin too. That's so dumb.
Is he the oldest one?
The eldest one of what? Of his?
The Jonas brothers.
Who,
yeah,
Kevin?
Kevin is.
Yeah, he's... Kevin's the oldest.
Okay.
Kevin's the oldest.
All right, well, now it's all making sense.
Okay.
I'm not happy about it.
No.
But it's all making sense. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.